From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Barack Obama is on the last leg of his final trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will try to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. The president focused on Asia and the Pacific, calling it a pivot or an Asia rebalance, the cornerstone of his foreign policy. That could change substantially after he leaves office in January. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, now President-elect Trump has suggested that he would disengage from Asia, saying TPP was not in the best interest of America. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people leaving densely populated areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. The UN Refugee Agency currently has six camps open, hosting well over 14,000 people with a capacity for 54,600. Thousands of other displaced people are living with relatives and in informal settings such as unfinished construction sites. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, who has just returned from Iraq, says he was most impressed by the resiliency of families, many of whom have been forced to flee their homes several times. He tells VOA the relief felt by people liberated from Islamic State was palpable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is VOA News. The official Saudi press agency says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. The truce is set to begin at local time this Saturday, the coalition said in a statement. The truce would be extended if the Houthi rebels allow humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged cities. Yemen, on the southern edge of the Arabian Peninsula, has been in the midst of a civil war since September 2014. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is filling the first of many top positions in his administration and has chosen three staunchly conservative Republicans to take vital roles. Those are Senator Jeff Sessions as his Attorney General, Congressman Mike Pompeo as Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as his National Security Advisor. All three candidates who have been loyal to Trump throughout his unconventional campaign are now hardliners who will head his national security and law enforcement teams. Sessions strongly backed and advised Trump since the beginning of his presidential campaign. Pompeo, from the central state of Kansas, was among the first group of conservative Tea Party congressional members to be elected in 2010. Flynn, a decorated combat veteran, served as Trump's go-to national security advisor during the campaign. He does not require U.S. Senate confirmation, unlike Sessions and Pompeo. Thousands of anti-government protesters marched in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, Saturday, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Najib Razak after his alleged involvement in a multi-billion-dollar misappropriation scandal. The yellow shirt protesters of the pro-democracy group Birsi were chanting Power People. Many were banging drums and other instruments. A heavy presence of riot police was seen on the streets as the main roads leading to the city center were closed off, blocking protesters from gathering there as planned. The demonstration is unlikely to lead to a resignation. He has so far weathered crisis, consolidating power by cracking down on dissenters and curbing media groups and activists. Egypt has sentenced the chief of the journalists' union and two of the group members to 2 years in prison for harboring fugitives. The ruling was handed down Saturday against the union head and two other journalists who were allowed to pay the $615 bail pending an appeal. The charges stem from a police raid earlier this year on the union's headquarters to arrest two journalists wanted for their protest against the Egyptian president's decision to transfer Egyptian sovereignty over two strategic Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.